published in Touch, which is the Reiki Association, September 2001. Whoever wrote this said it was one of their favourite books, and the title is All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, and it is by Robert Fulghum. And this is the quote: All I really need to know about how to live and what to do and how to be, I learned in kindergarten. Wisdom was not at the top of the graduate school mountain, but there in the sandpit at Sunday school, it was. And whoever wrote this said, these are the things that I learned. 1. Share everything. 2. Play fair. 3. Don't hit people. 4. Put things back where you found them. 5. Clean up your own mess. 6. Don't take things that aren't yours. 7. Say you're sorry when you hurt someone. 8. Wash your hands before you eat. 9. Flush. 10. Warm cookies and cold milk are good for you. 11. Live a balanced life. Learn some and think some, and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work every day. Just some. Take a nap every afternoon. When you go out into the world, watch out for traffic. Hold hands and stick together. Be aware of wonder. Remember the little seed in the styrofoam cup. The roots go down and the plant goes up, and nobody really knows how or why, but we're all like that. Goldfish and hamsters and white mice, and even the little seed in the styrofoam cup, they all die, so do we. And remember the Dick and Jane books and the first word you learned, the biggest word of all, luck. Everything you need to know is in there somewhere. The golden rule and love and basic sanitation. Ecology and politics and equality and sane living. Take any one of those terms and extrapolate it into sophisticated adult terms. And apply it to your family life, or your work, or your government, or your world. It holds true and clear and firm. Think what a better world it would be if we all, the whole world, had cookies and milk about 3 o'clock every afternoon, and then lay down with our blankets for a nap. Or if all governments had as a basic policy always to put things back where they found them and clean up their own mess. And it still holds true, no matter how old you are. When you go out into the world, it's best to hold hands and stick together.